When Gerald Finzi was 7, his father died. 3 brothers died while he was still young. His first composition teacher, who was very encouraging and who said that Finzi was shy but full of poetry, was killed in World War I. Finzi devoured poetry, in fact, and turned much of it, poetry of Hardy and Rossetti, into art song. Vaughan Williams had gotten him a teaching position in London, but Finzi longed for the country. He married and moved there, cultivated apple trees, even saving some varieties from extinction. He catalogued and published the music of his friend, the fragile composer Ivor Gurney. Even though he loved solitude, during the Second World War, he and his wife took European refugees into their home. At 50, he learned he had Hodgkin's disease, which was then incurable. He wouldn't live out the decade. His cello concerto premiered the night before he died. From this seemingly melancholy life, Gerald Finzi sculpted music of soft, shimmering beauty. He never finished a piano concerto, but after his death, one movement of it was published as Eclogue. The dictionary calls Eclogue pastoral poetry. This is the essence of Gerald Finzi.